الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشيا متصدعا من خشية الله، وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر: إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر: ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبيناتهم من الهدى والفرقان. وقال أيضا تعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, and the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the month of Ramadan. And we are approaching the end of the second ashra, which is the ashra of maghfirah, wa awsatuhu maghfirah. And the first one was awwaluhu rahmah, and the last one will be itkum minan nar, to free ourselves from the fire of hell. That's an opportunity we will get from tomorrow evening after Maghrib. So before we embark on the third ashra, we need to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all our sins. So we are ready by tomorrow evening to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free us from the fire of hell. My brothers, in the akhirah, nothing will accompany us. A man, he says, my wealth, my wealth. But the moment his soul will depart from his body, Nothing will accompany him. Only iman and amal will be with him. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created so many opportunities during the year. It comes to the month of Muharram, comes to the month of Rabiul Awwal, then the month of Zilhajj, and then the month of Ramadan, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept different type of blessings, so that a man can achieve iman and amal which will be useful for him after this life. In the congregation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, different type of people they used to come. The Bedouin used to come, people from the villages used to come. There were no universities. Even in Medina there was no university. The platform which is in Masjid An-Nabawi is called the Chabutra of Ashab-e-Suffa, the platform of Ashab-e-Suffa. Who were these Ashab-e-Suffa? They were the poor people. They came to the masjid and they stayed there in that corner. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to get from the generous person some dates, he would hang those branches where the Ashab-e-Suffa used to sit, and they used to dine from there. So they lived there day and night, and they learnt the deen from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a sermon in the masjid or a talk, and this was the first madrasa. That is where the foundation of the madrasa started. So there was no special building. Ab to mashallah bade shandar madrasa humne banaye hain. Aur masjid ki halat bhi ye thi that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I noticed that it was Shab-e Qadr, and I lifted my head and I saw some mud on my forehead. Yani ye Masjid Nabawi ki halat. They used to pray on the sand, there was no carpet. Ye to baad mein ye construction wagaira hua, but Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki jo masjid ka naksha dekho, aap image dekho, well, the photo to nahi hai, lekin as it is described in the Shama'il, if you study that and you produce an image in your mind, then you will see in African countries. I went to Gambia and I saw a lot of mosques. They are like huts. The roof is made out of grass and the walls are made out of mud. So every rainy season, the mosque is washed up and they have to build it again. So if you see this type of mosque, then you can have that image in your mind. What type of mosque did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have? What was the image of Masjid An-Nabawi? Masjid to kachchi thi, lekin iman pakka tha. Aaj masjid pakki hai, lekin iman kachcha hai. So the Ashab-e-Suffa, that is where the madrasa started. And they were poor people. They did not have food to eat. So different type of people, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No university, no madrasa, no high school, no secondary school. And now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about lawhi mahfuz. It's not the time of science as well. And he's talking about akhirah. He's talking about punishment of the grave. He's talking about the bridge, which the Sahaba did not even see, a small bridge which we are looking. Look at the collapse of the bridge in America. So they did not see this type of images. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about Pul Sirat. The bridge will be so long that it will take 500 years to climb. Then 500 years straight a man has to travel. And the descending will take 500 years. Now, there is no science, there is no university, there is no laboratory, there are no books on these things. The bridges have not been invented. And the Prophet ﷺ is talking about Pulsira. And the crowd, they're all illiterate people. They haven't been to a primary school. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such a nur, such a light in his address, that by simple examples, he could solve the problem. Simple example. Now if I talk to you about Iman and Amal, bringing all the hadith in front, the verses of the Quran, now you don't know Arabic. How are you going to understand? It's like putting saffron in front of a goat. If you put saffron in front of a goat, the goat is going to eat like grass. It's got no value, it is saffron. It is saffron, it is mehenga hai. Gold se bhi mehenga hai. But janwar ke saamne iski keemat nahi hoti. Isi tarah se majme ke andar, jab aap Quran aur hadith ki baat karo aur high knowledge ki baat karo, to it's like you are just throwing saffron in front of a buffet. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he assessed what type of people are coming in the congregation. There are no educated people, very few people who are poets. The Arabs were popular in poetry. Aaj bhi jo Arabs hai, badi achhi poetry likhte hai. Hamari yahan to Allama Iqbal hue, Ghalib hue, bahut achhe achhe shair hue. Lekin Arab ke andar, they're very popular in poetry. So now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave an example, simple example. Even a Bedouin could understand. Aur baat thi lawhe mahfooz ki, baat thi qabar ki, baat thi pul sirat ki, baat thi akhirat ki, baat thi jannat aur jahannam ki. But he brought all that in an example, so that anybody who is in the congregation can understand. So today also the best person who gives a speech is not that he selects big words. If I select very big words, who will understand in this congregation? Very few people who are educated, they might understand. But the majority of the people, they won't understand high English. So you have to speak simple English. Although you are in England, it doesn't mean that you know English. For that you have to get a master's degree. You have to educate to use those high words. So now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking the Sahaba, do you know what Iman and Amal is, which will accompany after death? And this is the opportunity in the month of Ramadan to explore in the Iman, explore in Amal. And we should have a thermometer in our bodies, in our hearts, in our souls, that by the end of Ramadan we can measure how much my Iman has increased in the month of Ramadan. Kitna sukoon aa gaya mere dil ke andar, mere Iman ke andar, mera Iman kitna badh gaya. Things which I used to do before Ramadan, am I going to stop it now? Has my Iman become so much powerful that that will stop me doing that, committing that sin? So now he is asking the Sahabas, the congregation is there. Some people are educated, most of them are ignorant. Baduin, jungle ke log hain, khane ki tamiz bhi nahi hai bicharon. Pani mayassar nahi hai. Hafte mein ek dafa bhi ghusl kar le to subhanallah. Ab Allah ke Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam unko ek sawal karte hain, do you know Iman and Amal, what is it? A person hasn't been to school, jisko alif ba nahi aata hai, ab usko sawal kar liya Iman aur Amal. But the Sahaba had that thirst. Even if they knew the answer, they would not answer. They wanted to listen the answer from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Agar koi sawal kar liya, jawab aata bhi hai, kabhi jawab nahi diya. Kya farmaya? Allahu wa rasuluhu. Allah and His Rasul knows best. Now the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he started explaining what is Iman and Amal. He gave an example that when a person dies, nothing accompanies him. Everything is left behind. I had a friend of mine, one of my very close friends, he passed away yesterday before Fajr. He used to live in Ilfil. He sold the house, he went to Leicester. He was a big businessman, import-export business again. And he was my childhood friend. Very close to me. If he had any problem in his house, he would phone me. If I have any problem, I would phone him. He would be the first one to come and assist. He went to Dubai. Ye kal ki baat kar raha hoon. Yesterday was my very sad day. When you lose your friend, sometimes the friend is very close to you. It was a very sad day for me. Yesterday day was like 1 month for me. The time, the clock was not moving. And it just happened after Fajr Namaz. I was doing the Quran Tilawat and I received a phone from Dubai. He went to Dubai with his family. And from there he had a plan to go to Umrah on the last 10 days. Yesterday at night he felt a bit uncomfortable, just before Sehri. Then he started feeling cold. So they rushed him to the hospital. Within 2 hours he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. So this is the example the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving now. When you see incidents like this and you compare this incidents with this hadith, what a great example he gave. In order to make understand the people who were in the congregation, the best talk is that when there's 500 people, one person, he has taken your message. Aapki zindagi ban gayi. One person has taken that message. Only one person. Lekin Iran Turan ki aap baatein kare, bahut unchi unchi baatein kare, lekin kisi ke palle hi na pade. To kya fayda ho? Puri raat roye aur koi na mara. Puri raat roye aur koi na mara. The whole night everybody cried but no one died. So he's asking the Sahaba, do you know what Iman and Amal is? You know, in Ramadan we increase our Iman and Amal. So what is this? What is Iman? What is Amal? Iman is, we know, to believe in Allah, faith. But what is it? How will it benefit us? So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is now giving the example to the congregation that there is a person who is ill and he has got 3 brothers. Simple example, a person is ill, he is about to die. And he has got 3 friends. He's got 3 brothers. One is the eldest one is the middle one, and one is the small one. Most of the families, where there is a big family, their siblings are there. So he's asking his big brother. The big brother is always the boss in the family, remember that. He always bosses around the small one. So he's asking his big brother that in this state, if something happens to me, what are you going to do? He says, I'll take you to the best doctor, the best hospital, and try to cure your disease. He asked that if I don't survive in this illness, then what will you do? He says, I will bring your body from the mortuary, from the hospital, give you a ghusl, wash your body, shroud you, kafan pehnaunga. Then I will lift you on my shoulders, your bier. That is why the poet says, Ya sahibi la tattarru wa bitana'um. Fal umru yanfazu wa na'imu yazu. وَإِذَا حَمِلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةٌ فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولٌ. Oh my friend, do not be proud because of the bounties which we have got around you. لَا تَقْتَرُوا وَبِتَنَقُمْ فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَزُ وَالنَّعِيمُ يَزُولُ. No matter how long your life is, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, his life was 950 years. No matter how long life is, فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَزُ, the life is going to come to an end. I was telling someone yesterday, every baby is born to die. I was talking to my friend's son. Every baby is born to die. Nobody is born to live. You have to die one day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he left this world at the age of 63. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he left this world at the age of 63. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the life of this ummah is between 60 and 70. Whoever goes above 70 is a bonus. Is a bonus. He's moving in the bonus time. And bonus anytime can be stopped. If you are a director in a company and you make a good profit, the company will give you bonus. But next year, if the financial situation is weak and you don't make a huge profit, the bonus will go down. And maybe it will be seized if there is no profit yet, no profit at all. So those who are over 60, they are in the bonus line. And those who are under 60, kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut, nobody knows when his life is going to come to an end. Nobody knows. So he's saying, fal umru yanfazu wan na'imu yazul, and no matter how much wealth you have got, it will come to an end. Maybe you'll get bankrupt in your lifetime. If you don't get bankrupt and you survive in your business, you have got the job until the end, then you get the pension. When the life will come to an end, that will stop. Wan na'imu yazul. Wa idha hamilta ila al-quburi janazatun, whenever you lift a bier to the graveyard. Bier of your parents, bier of your siblings, bier of your nephews, bier of your cousins, janaza of your friend. فَعَلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُودٌ. At that time, there is a great lesson for you, that you as well one day will be sleeping in that box. And people are going to lift you on their shoulders and take you to the graveyard. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, the first elder brother was asked, what will you do? He says, I will lift you to the graveyard. And then I will cover your grave with the soil. So the brother is asking, and after that, what you will do? He says, once in a while, I'll come and visit you at the grave. Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-kubur. Or I will do a khatam, isale sawa. He said, after that, I have got no capacity. The first brother, the big brother, they grew up in the same household. Now he turns towards the middle one and he says, how much you can ask? The first one, he says, he will take me to the graveyard. And after that, he will do khatam. But what about you? We are very close, man. Come on, man. Cheer up. How much you will do? He says, listen, he will come to the graveyard, but I want to wait until the graveyard. The moment your soul will depart from your body, I will leave you. Juhi tere, ruh nikli tere, badan se. I will leave you. No matter we grew up in the same house, under the same parents, under the same roof, but I will leave you. Now he looks at the third one, who is a small boy like that. The big brother does not treat the small one. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, who does not have raham on the small children, he is not amongst me, laysa minna. So you have to be show sympathy. Now he's asking the small brother, how much you will assist? He said, don't brother, don't worry, you did not treat me properly. But I am your younger brother, you are my elder brother, you are in the place of my father. You are in the place of my father after your death. The time of death I will be with you. After death, when you will be laid in the grave, I will be with you. On the day of judgment, when you will cross the bridge of Pul Sirat, I will be with you. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint the scale and the angels will be asked to weigh your amals, I will be there, I will jump in that scale. And I will make sure the scale of the good deeds is heavier than the scale of the bad deeds. And I will take you in the jannah. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he gave this example, the Sahaba doesn't know who is the first brother, who is the second brother, who is the third brother. Now he wants to explain to him, to them, what is Iman, what is Amal. Such a good example. Now he addressed the Sahaba, do you know who the first one is, the elder one? Some of them, they might have known it, but they say, Allahu Rasuluhu Alam. Because they wanted to hear from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what the Prophet has to say. He says, the elder brother are the siblings of the deceased, are the parents of the deceased, are the uncles and aunties of the deceased, are the friends of the deceased. When a person dies, the family members or the friends, they only accompany the person until the grave. And from there they return back. But they don't even like to bring that those marks of the grave in their house. They wash their hands in the graveyard. Wo mitti bhi lane ka wo unki chahat nahi hoti. And some of them, if they have got this OCD, they want to have a bath because they touch the deceased body. Ye bhi ek bimari hai. Ye bimari hai. It's OCD. And as soon as the person dies, they don't want to even keep the body in the house. They ring 111 or 999 ambulance, take the body to the mortuary. Ab is body ka koi kaam nahi hai. He is the same guy who used to bring thousands of pounds in the house. He used to provide everything for the family. But as soon as the soul departs, the body has got no value at all. Take this body away to the mortuary. And from the mortuary to the place of washing, and from there, nahi gab ghar mein nahi udhar garden of peace mein le jao, wahan par ek bahut acha kamra hai, wahan sab jaake unka chehra dekh lenge. Now the person has done so much, 50, 60 years for that house. Uski value dekho. So all the siblings, all the relatives, they will only accompany until the graveyard. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking, wo kaisa raha bara? Usne kaisa jawab? Bara kamina hai. He's a stupid person. The brother has done so much for him and he's not going to accompany him beyond the grave. Do you know who the second one was? The Prophet is asking, Allahu wa Rasuluhu Alam. The second one was his wealth. The moment the soul comes out, the clothes are removed from the body. The watch is taken out from the wrist. The spectacles is removed from the face. The topi is removed from the head. Nothing on the body stays. And the person is wrapped in those two sheets in the hospital. And then after the ghusl is given, the white kafan. So the wealth is saying, no matter you gather me, you work for me, you leave your salah because of me, you don't care about halal and haram because of me, you don't care what is jaiz, what is najaiz, but at the time of your death, remember, I will not stay until the body is also buried. That is why there are so many incidents. The body is still in the house and the sons are fighting for the wealth. This is my house. The other one is saying, this is my house. I went to a funeral, the boys were fighting. Bhai kiski ladai hai? Wo gaadi ki ladai hai. Baap ki badi achhi gaadi thi, uske liye lad rahe hai. Wo kehta hai, ye meri gaadi, give me the key. The body is still there in the house. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, the second one, the middle one, is saying that the moment your soul departs from the body, I will depart from your life. I've got nothing to do with you. Now the third one, who was the young one, the person never cared. Sometimes he cared, sometimes he didn't. Namaz ke time aayi, waqt hai to padh liya, na padhe to sirf dekhenge baad mein qaza ho gaye, ghar pe pahunch gaye, bahut thake hue, chalo so jao, koi baat nahi, baad mein padh lenge. No care. That is why inna salata kanat lil mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Salah should be read on its time. There was a boy, he used to come to madrasa, he's become a pilot in British Airways. So the other day he phoned me, he was asking, Maulana, I have to take the flight and all the salah times they come, one after another. I'll be fasting as well. Can I read all the salat at one time? He was my student here. I said, didn't I tell you, inna salata kanat alal mu'minina kitabam mawquta? Salah should be there on its time. There is no compromise in salah. Wherever you are, no compromise at all. Inna salata kanat alal mu'minina kitabam mawquta. And where did this shaitan teach us to read in advance or to read, put it together through salah? Inna salata kanat alal mu'minina kitabam mawquta. Is salah should be read on its prescribed time. Asr should be read in Asr time. Maghrib should be read in Maghrib time. Like you should fast in the month of Ramadan. But if one argues, no, I'm not going to fast in the month of Ramadan, I'll fast when it will be winter, the days will be short. No, you have to fast. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. So the wealthy is saying now, I'm going to depart. No matter what you did, you didn't care for me. I'm not going to care for you. Now the third one is saying, I'll be with you. Although you did not treat me properly. Sometimes you treated me nicely. But still, I'll be with you. And what is that? The Prophet ﷺ is saying now, do you know who the third one is? That is his iman and amal. That will be your fast. It will be standing on one side in the grave. If any punishment is going to come and touch you, the fast will push that azab back. The salah will be standing on one side. The tilawat of the Quran will be standing on one side. All these good deeds which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. The recitation of the Quran. The importance of reciting the Quran. Allah did not say it is the month of fasting. No, He never said that. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. It's the month of Quran. Quran has got the connection with the month of Ramadan. So increase your reading of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. Try to learn the Quran. وَلَكَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Quran is very easy. And especially when a child is small, when a person is small, is a child, to memorize the Quran is very easy. Alhamdulillah, it's very easy. Whatever you memorize in the infancy, when you are a child, you never forget the whole life. But amongst us, there are many who knew 10 surah, only 10 surah, when they were 10 years old. Until now, they know 10 surah. Increase new one. But our bank balance, it has to increase every year. If I got 5,000 this year, it should be 10,000 next year. It should be 15,000 at the third year. Then 20,000 the fourth year. But when it comes to the deen, no, I was just reading 5-time namaz, I will limit myself to 5-time namaz. I haven't increased my nawafil, the optional prayer. I'm not reading the awwabin. I'm not reading the salatul tasbih. I'm not reading the ishraq. I'm not reading the chas salat. I'm not reading the tahajjud. So when it comes to deen, we are always coming down. So this month of Ramadan should be special for us, my brother. Let us get connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember the battle of Badr. How the Sahaba, they fought the battle of Badr. They did not have anything. Like, it's exactly the same image what our brothers and sisters are going in Gaza. Same image. No weapons. And on the other side, the fourth strongest army is bombarding. Same image of Badr. No weapon at all. And the kuffar are loaded with weapons. They come in from Makkah to fight in Badr. Badr is about 70 kilometers from Medina, 300 kilometers from Makkah. So they are traveling 300 kilometers in order to fight the Muslims. And fully loaded with weapons. Fully loaded with food and everything. And on the other side, nothing. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the night before that battle, he connects himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He reads the Quran in the Salatul Tahajjud. He says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are a bunch of people. If they will be killed, oh Allah, there will be no one on the surface of the earth who will take your name, La ilaha illallah. Allah rescue them. What happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends 5,000 angels who participate in the battle. And this was the most important battle in Islam, which differentiated Islam and Kufr. Ja'al haq wa zahaqal batil. So today also, if we connect ourselves, the same 5,000 which came in Badr can descend in order to rescue the people of Gaza. Today also, the same 5,000 can come. So this is an opportunity, my brothers, in the month of Ramadan, we connect ourselves with the Quran. Bring the Quran in our lives. The importance of memorizing the Quran. The parents of the person who will become Hafiz, they will be crowned on the Day of Judgment. And the Hafiz will take 10 people who will be entitled for the Jahannam, for the fire of hell. Allah will tell them, go and rescue them, take them in the Jannah. Educate your children. Make the niyyah. I will make my son or daughter Hafiz the Quran. Make the niyyah, inshallah. Nothing is impossible. Everything is possible. Let us connect ourselves with the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help our brothers and sisters who are going through a very, very rough time. Very, very rough time. May Allah rescue them. And may Allah change their situation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma aslih ahwal al-muslimin fi Palestine wa fi Gaza. Allahumma ansurhum, Allahumma ayyidhum, Allahumma aizzahum, Allahumma rizukhum, Allahumma kfir shuhada'ahum. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna ya kareem. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul azil akram. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.